Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Local Business Network Hour. Local Business Network is Michigan's most powerful business referral organization because we are truly committed to maximizing referrals for our members and because we have the experience and systems necessary to achieve that goal. Over 13 years of experience in building, training, and supporting business referral groups has resulted in a referral generation program superior to that offered by any of our competitors. Join Al and Chuck with today's show. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Al Crawford, joined in Texas by Chuck Gifford. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing quite well. And yourself?
I'm really good. I'm really good. No complaints at all. I'm just happy to be here. Had a great meeting this morning with one of the new chapters, and just kind of neat to have the new perspective of people, you know, brand new people, never done this before, and because it's been a while since I've started a brand new chapter, and I guess not that we take it for granted, but I think the progression of people and watching them blossom is always to me a very rewarding thing, and I think you kind of, I don't say forget about it, but I think you lose appreciation of how far we bring people in helping them with their networking skills.
I think you just cut out.
Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm still here, Chuck. I'm sorry. So so that was kind of, you know, where I was this morning, and this is the Washington Rochester chapter, and we've got our four people in place. So we have a roofer, a realtor, mortgage person, and insurance. So kind of got those four in place. And so we were going through this morning kind of doing a strategy on who they wanted to invite. And again, it's a new mindset for people to kind of, I start identifying, you know, who is a good fit for the chapter and having the conversation. And what I thought was interesting was that the one guy said, he goes, I never thought about this. He goes, this can help me in like other things too. and I'm like, well, I feel better about what I'm doing like outside of this. Cause I, you know, people are always asking me questions and I don't know the answers. And he's like, now I feel like I know the answers. So it was kind of fun to hear that perspective. And that's what I was like. This isn't like an occult that we only speak the same language. I mean, this is going to help you in everything you do. And for people that are new in sales, especially, you know, they don't even know what they're supposed to say. And so I don't know, Chuck, it really, really makes me happy when I start seeing those things popping. How about from your side?
Yeah, it is interesting to watch their growth and as they begin to understand, the differences between, the old type of networking they've been doing and even, just their basic marketing message. They don't, many don't understand that their message is not as clear as they think it is and that it's not getting through to people and that they're not getting results because they're not saying the right things and sharing the right information. So it is interesting to see them grow and the feedback that they get from other members in the group and how that impacts their message, because people ask questions that they assume everybody understood. And so they get into explaining that, and they understand a little bit more about how the customer is viewing what they're saying or hearing what they're saying. And so it begins to change their entire marketing program, their entire thought process, and it just, kind of blows their minds. So it is interesting to watch the transition, the progression that occurs.
There is one person who's incredibly nervous. He's never done any public speaking, and and this is our third, I think our third meeting, and just even seeing from the first time where she was like, I don't know even what to say, when they start bringing stories into it and they can start kind of sharing and you can see their passion for what they're doing. And she shared the story and it was like, and I looked at everybody, I'm like, do you get this now? And they were like, this is so easy. This is like, we've been overthinking this for far too long. And so that was fun. And then what I actually did this morning, as I introduced video to these guys, and again, I'm dealing with, well, three out of the four are brand new at networking. I had a fourth person that I brought in that I had known from a different chapter. He was actually a sub, and so I had known him, and great, great background, great established realtor, and I thought he would be a good foundation person for this chapter. So and they loved him, so that was a good fit. What I wanted to do is start to introduce the other tools. So we did a video this morning, and actually one of the founders volunteered, and basically just we did a 25 second video, just sharing what the chapter was looking for. Gimme said so. The group decided on three categories that they identified that were going to be again the key things they were looking for. And so what I want them to see is the next meeting, I'm able to share what feedback we got from the video and people that were coming to see. I shared the video an hour ago and 129 people have watched it already.
Fantastic.
So yeah, an hour, 129 people. And that's the stuff that these people are seeing. And I see it all the time is they're saying, well, and actually this is one of the lady who agreed to do this. It was an interesting thing because she said that they had a so-called social media expert come in to their chapter. And I see this a lot. I see this a lot on social media that they're hiring these people and paying a lot of money. And why I'm doing this for free is still something I'm baffled sometimes, but it's a value add for LBN. But what happened was this guy came in and basically put a camera in her face and started asking her questions. Totally unprepared, had no idea what she was supposed to do, and it really kind of put her off. And she was like, "I don't want that scene because I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't in a good place, you know, for that." And so when I kind of explained my perspective is that if you know what you're going to talk about, we did a dry run. So I had her do it once without recording. And then took one take, and it was perfect. And again, 25 seconds, 30 seconds, no longer than a minute on anything that you're going to do on anything on social media. It's a great thing, and I really recommend that people not only do this for their chapters, but if you have an ask, when you feel comfortable, when you're networking, and you're comfortable with your ask, why just share it with the group you network with? Share that on social media. I watch people do it every day, and I watch business being generated every day, and I do it every day. And so it's one of those things that can bring that extra two or three deals to the table that can really, you know, to me, can kind of change the game. And you're talking about a minute of your life, for God's sakes. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, take that message and shoot it out to everybody within your sphere of influence, all your connections on Facebook you know, just and then have your friends share it as well, you know, like it and share it. So you're reaching out to literally hundreds or even thousands of people rather than just the few people sitting around the table. So
right,
great way to get your message out there to a large number of people.
And that was the thing that I think people need to understand is that the skill set that we're putting out there is universal. This isn't something that's specific to us. It's something that's going to be, you know, that's out there for, you know, for everybody to use. And so that, I don't know, that was kind of what kind of started me off today, Chuck, on me having a very, very happy day.
Well, I had a, gal come for a second visit. And she brought her application with her to our 380 corridor chapter this morning. And she's a mortgage person. So she was there to join after one meeting. She was really impressed with the group And she made the comment that, you know, there, you know, I watch a lot of mortgage people get involved in a lot of networking groups, and many of them belong to these groups for a year or more, and they never get one referral. And I was so happy to come to a group where everybody was focused on referral generation. You know, I saw you guys, you know, how you really cared about each other, how you, you know, were looking for ways to help each other. I saw the fact that referrals were being generated and being passed, and I knew this is the group that I wanted to be a part of. And then between that meeting and this meeting, the realtor in our group sent her two referrals. So
nice.
Before she had even joined, she had more referrals than a lot of her compatriots had in a full year with these other networking groups. And, you know, it just made me proud of the group, made me happy, you know, that she was going to be a part of the group, because she obviously recognizes the difference between this and other groups. She came in with two referrals for other people. So, I mean, she did a one-on-one with somebody, and she referred some business to another person in the chapter. And so just, you know, really excited about having her be a part of the group. She's excited about being in the group, and it's just going to be a tremendous fit. So that started my day off right, feeling really good about that chapter and a new member, and you know, everybody had referrals this morning, so you know, we were continuing on and in the right path, and with the right kind of support and so on. And so it just makes you, you know, gives you goose pimples when you see it working, right?
Right. And here's some other feedback that I'd gotten. This is something else I thought was neat to share, is that not in some groups that people go to, there's no exclusivity. And there could be 3, 4, 5 people that are in the same field. And so what I had the mortgage person said they went to an event, and they were the third mortgage person that was presenting. And what had happened was that the first two basically just said, you know, I'm a mortgage person, if you know any first time home buyers. The second one said, hey, you know, I want the same thing she wants. And then our person actually got up and told a story of a product that she was able to provide for a client. And she said it was really funny, because the reaction that the other mortgage people had, she was kind of like, this is actually pretty cool. Because she said she never understood why it would be an advantage to go to something like that until she saw that what we had been teaching was something that changed the way that she was being perceived by others. And again, it kind of goes into that, you know, that mindset or that toolkit that we're giving can be used in other places. And she was so proud that she actually was able to say something totally different and something very relevant, you know, to the group, and had an amazing product that, and it was funny because when she talked about it today at the meeting, we were all like, oh my God, and doing mortgages for, you know, 25 years, there were products that have come and gone, and some have never come back and some should never come back. But one of the things that she was talking about was, yeah, you know, no doubt, but bridge loans, you know, so a bridge loan is,
yeah,
you're looking to buy another house or you're building a house and you haven't sold your house yet. And it's really kind of like bridging the time. And so the way that it's been for the last 10 years is that it's basically like a contingency. So if somebody accepts your offer, it's contingent, which means that somebody else can come right in and swoop the house away from you. And so what this bank is doing is they're actually able to offer this with no contingencies. And for people who aren't in real estate, that's not going to mean anything. If you need to know more, let me know. But it's the difference between getting the house and not getting the house. Because most people don't have a free and clear house. They're typically trying to sell a current home. And it was something where it was that story she shared about her client being able to get into the home of their dreams that they would never, ever thought they could have. And she's the only one that has this product. there's no, as far as I know, nobody else in Michigan has the ability to do this product. And I'm just like, we got to tell everybody. Everybody's going to know about this.
Yeah.
But without the story, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, again, it comes back to, you know, focusing your pitch and picking a target client or a target market, picking a specific product and sharing information about that, rather than saying, hey, I'm a mortgage person. I can, you know, I can do FHA and I can do this and I can do that and I can do that. The other thing, just, you know, broad approach that really says nothing. So she zeroed in on a specific product and, you know, got a message across that she's unique, she's different, she has this special product, and that's going to carry over in people's minds to, hey, she's the gal to go talk to because she has some unique things that other people don't have. And so, you know, we all get in this marketing mode where we want to describe ourselves as broadly as possible so we don't miss any opportunity to reach out to everybody in the world, and we end up just, you know, not reaching anyone because our message is so nebulous, so broad, that it has no meaning to anyone. And so, you know, narrowing it down, focusing it, and we do that with our asks in our meetings, where our 60-second presentation talks about a specific situation and a specific service and the benefits that are related to that specific service. And so it, you know, helps our members help each other, but it also can be used when you go out networking. You know, if you go to a networking event at the Chamber of Commerce and you're the 10th insurance person in line, what are you going to say? And if you say the same thing as everybody else, that certainly is not going to be much help in terms of building a reputation for you or a unique description or a unique concept or branding of your business. It's, you know, it's just going to be like everybody else, and everybody's going to blow it off. So being more specific and really showing a specific situation where you've helped the client and you've gotten results for them is far more effective.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's, cause I always kind of go back to when I started, and I would be at these things, and I didn't really even understand. I think about, you know, well, a couple of the organizations I was a part of before LBN, and it would just be not really even knowing, like, what the heck am I doing here? And looking around, and people didn't really know either. And then it's kind of funny because then people are going like, why am I not getting any referrals? Well, because we never even asked for what we wanted. We never gave any reason as to why we bring value to our clients. And we just think that, you know, we don't even know ourselves. How the heck is somebody else supposed to be able to, you know, entrust their, you know, whatever it is that you're offering, you know, to do it? And that's the thing that I see constantly when I'm at, you know, at other things. I was at a chamber event 2 weeks ago now, and I just walked out of there going like, there's not one thing that I was able to learn from any of the people that how I was supposed to help them. And I think it's just something where I've gotten so embedded in this now that it's almost like, wow. Wow, this is so bizarre that everybody else isn't going the same way we are, but I guess that's good for us.
Yeah, it allows us to create a unique opportunity for them and one that produces results. So it's part of the overall program here at LBN, but and program that's really designed to make sure that people get more referrals. And part of that
right.
is training them to share the right information so that others are able to help them. And if we have everybody sitting around the table that is committed, that really wants to try to help this person, if you give them the right information, so that they can do that, they will do that. They will generate referrals for you. And so it's a system that works. And
yep. I had a chapter that I'd visited late fall, and they had asked me to come in and do a critique of their 60 seconds. And one of the things that we know is that as we get comfortable with people, we get, you know, we might, I'm not going to say lazy, but we get complacent, and we start kind of going off track, and we stop following the things that got us to our success. And so I went in, and it was funny because the group was very confident that they were doing a great job. And when, you know, so everybody does their 60 second, and then I start asking questions, and we found a lot of holes. And we, and what I never do is I never criticize. And so it's something where I'm offering suggestions, I'm asking questions, and helping them build it. And so now I'm going back this Friday. They've asked me to come back. It's not like I'm not forcing anything. So they've asked me to come back and to kind of do a checkup. And so they want to see what progress that they've made. And I applaud that so much because it's like, there's so many, I don't know, so many people outside of LBN that I come across that are so terrified of actually being offered some guidance or some constructive criticism or some, yeah, do you see that, Chuck, that people are just like, don't tell me nothing. I know I'm perfect.
Yeah. too many out there aren't doing the right things and, you know, are not willing to look at other approaches. And so and that's a sad thing to say, but it's definitely true. And they're missing tremendous opportunities because they won't open their minds to other ways of looking at things and other ways of doing things. Kind of gotten, nobody really trained them in how to network. They just kind of picked it up along the way. And they're doing it the way, you know, they've always done it and what they've seen other people do. And if those other people are doing it wrong, then they're doing it wrong. And they're not getting any results. But, hey, I'm network. The boss said, that's what people have told me. And so I'm going to go network and I'll do it the same old way and get the same old results. But that's, you know, I'm just going through the motions.
Right. And that's just, it's just not okay, you know, and I guess maybe it's just something, Chuck, that, you know, we have the passion to try to make this different, that, you know, the whole point of LBN is not to have people come in and join and we want to collect their money and have them leave. That's the last thing that we want. And that goes against the grain of some other organizations that basically, you know, they're looking just to bring them in and get them out so they can put another person in that seat. And I think that, you know, our vision is really to help everyone be successful. And so so I think we display not just you and I, but our whole staff. We have that passion. And I love when we get together and we talk and I listen to the passion of, you know, Jan and Todd and Lisa and how much they care about the members, that they want everyone to succeed. And that's, to me, you know, it's just something kind of cool.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing that I see down here is that because there are so many different networking groups that people, you know, are coming in with a preconceived notion. And one of the preconceived notions they have is that a networking group is all about the meetings, okay? If I've gone to the meeting, I've done my job. If I've shown up for the meeting,
right,
I did what I was supposed to do. And with LBN, it's the other way around. The meeting is where we either celebrate what we've accomplished or we set the stage for other things that we're going to accomplish. And those things are accomplished between the meetings. It's not the meeting. It's what happens between the meetings that really makes a difference. That's when you go out and you have a one-on-one with a fellow member. You get to know them. They get to know you. You figure out how you can help each other. It's between the meetings as you're going through your daily routine that you have to be proactive and reach out there and create some referrals. And you know, most people in their prior networking experience, it's really about the meeting, and what's important about the meeting is that's my opportunity to sell. And you know, our meetings are to train or to be trained, and to identify ways in which we can help each other, than to celebrate what we've done by accomplishing, you know, by employing what we've learned and generating those referrals. So we want to celebrate those referrals that have been generated and encourage people to do more and give them the ammunition they need in order to go out there and be an effective referral generator. And so our meetings are trainings and celebrations. They are not the, you know, the primary purpose of the networking group. And so it's, you know, that's a hard thing to get people sometimes to understand. It's not about these meetings. I mean, these meetings are important. You have to be here so that you can be trained and so that we can train you. But our real purpose is referral generation. That happens between the meetings. And so it's, you know, people come in with the attitude, hey, I've gone to the meeting, I've done my part, and I can forget about it for 2 weeks, and then I'll go to the next meeting. Well, that's the way you go. You're not going to be successful in LBN. You take what you learn in the meetings, and you apply it between the meetings, and you generate referrals. The referrals are what it's all about.
Yeah, and going using that mindset, it was one of the things, like one of the new people in this chapter is a roofer, and roofers are a commodity, and they're we only have a couple, you know, and so this person has the ability to visit multiple chapters, and so I asked the question, you know, how many chapters did you visit since the last meeting, and he was like, well, none, and I was like, so you missed 12 or 13 opportunities to be able to grow your business by not, you know, by not visiting. And he's like, well, this is networking. And I'm like, no. And I, Chuck, it was just so funny because like, we're on the same page so much, it's kind of scary. Because I told him, I said, you know what? Networking does not happen in a networking meeting. You know, I'm like, basically we're acknowledging what we've done for each other since the last 2 weeks. And then we're planting the seeds for the next 2 weeks. And so for a new chapter, especially, I was like, you need to be kind of an ambassador for this group so that when you're out, not only are you promoting the needs of your business, but you're also promoting the needs of your new chapter. And so when we were going through kind of putting together the wish list of who they wanted in this chapter, I went through and I said, do you realize that all of these people exist currently in other chapters? If these are people that you want in this chapter, why wouldn't you have one-on-ones with them in other chapters? And so, again, this is just so foreign that they've never come across anything like this before. So the roofer is like, so I can talk to the home inspector in that chapter? I'm like, yes, absolutely, you can. And so we're going through the, you know, who they identify as the best referral partners, and I'm like, there's two of these, there's four of these, there's five of these. And for sure, you know, if we bring them into this chapter, then your allegiances may change. But ultimately, you don't have to have every single thing in this group because there's some great people in other chapters that we don't need three or four of extra, you know. And I think, again, that's that different mindset that people are just, they're so unfamiliar in that where the cross-chapter networking comes in. So for, you know, the mortgage person and the insurance person and the realtor, they're kind of limited on the chapters that they can visit, but this guy's not. And so I'm like, you have this amazing opportunity to be able to go out and grow your business as much as you want to. And to me, that's where that, and really it's your invention there, Chuck, for those individuals that can get out there every day and promote their business, you know, Tuesday through Friday, as much as they want to.
That kind of leads us to the topic that we had in the news notes this week, and we were talking about B2B businesses and their opportunities to in LBN that are unique. There were really two primary sets of people in LBN: those that are homeowner, providing homeowner-related services, and those that are providing B2B services. So they're going out and selling to other businesses. And frequently, those that are in B2B businesses, there are fewer of them in LBN. So there's not, a website designer in every chapter. There's not somebody that does IT services in every chapter. There's not someone that does office equipment in every chapter. And so these people have an opportunity in LBN because of the way we're structured and the way we were originally designed. They have the opportunity to go to other chapters to find those people that can be their best referral partners and to promote their services. So they can go visit another chapter. They can tell all the people in that chapter about their services, and since they don't have anyone like that in their chapter, if they have an opportunity, they'll refer that business to you. But they can also, while they're there, they can look around the table and say, okay, what other B2B businesses are here in this chapter that might be a good referral partner for me? And so they're able to begin building relationships with people in different chapters that can be good referral partners for them. And, you know, if they're visiting 10 different chapters, they can have 10 different relationships with different people who are going to be sending referrals to them in exchange for referrals that they give. Yeah, I mean, you still have to support that person in order to get some continuing business. But you have this opportunity to create these relationships that can be so powerful. And that's what really makes LBN exciting for B2B businesses in particular. I mean, with some of the other categories like real estate and mortgage and insurance, property and casualty insurance, they're in every chapter. So you don't have a lot of chance to do this cross-chapter networking. But a lot of the B2B businesses can reach out to other chapters. And some of them are totally unique. There's only one in all of LBN. They can go visit every chapter they want to go visit. And so, I mean, you were pretty much in that position when you were with the office equipment company. Opportunity makes LBN a tremendous tool that many people, unfortunately, don't utilize. You have to get out of your local chapter. You have to go visit other chapters. You have to look at those rosters on the internet site and identify those people that can be prospects or referral partners, and you have to reach out to them. Because you're LBN, they will take your phone call. They will listen to you, and you have the opportunity to begin building a relationship with them. So it's that great opportunity. And then we go beyond that. We try to have these events. You know, they may be business socials that are four or five or six chapters that just get together for some open networking, or it can be one of our industry exchanges. So where we invite everybody in a particular industry to come in and network with one another and find referral partners. Or maybe the B2B conference calls that we're doing now, where we get people that are in B2B businesses on a one-hour phone call, and everybody gets, you know, 5 minutes or so, ultimately, you know, perhaps just a little bit less than that, depending upon how many people are on the call. But they're able to describe who they are, what they do, who are their target markets, who are their ideal referral partners, and then the others on the call can look at that and say, okay, yeah, well, this guy is marketing to the same target market I'm marketing to. There's got to be a way we can together to help each other. So, you know, we want them then to connect with each other, schedule a one-on-one, and just sit down and talk about how, you know, what are the opportunities here for us to collaborate with one another, generate referrals for each other. And so, you know, we create those opportunities in LBN very consciously so that our B2B members and some that are homeowner services, but mostly I'm talking about B2B here, we create those opportunities for them to build relationships with people throughout our system. And it may even be someone in another state, you know, somebody from Michigan working with somebody in Texas, or somebody in Texas working with somebody in Michigan. So, we, you know, we on our B2B conference call yesterday, we had a lady with FranNet, which is a franchise sales organization. So basically, sorry, they match people up with franchise opportunities that are right for them, and they're a national network. So they can, you know, they can help anybody in any state. And so, you know, that type of person we can connect with people down here in Texas. And, you know, they may be able to refer some business her way, or she might be able to help them out. So it's, you know, we create these unique opportunities for the B2B businesses. We did it consciously. We recognized that they need this extra opportunity. So we created it within LBN so that they could succeed in LBN. You know, if they are stuck in a single chapter in their marketing office equipment like you are or you were, that single chapter is not going to be able to provide you sufficient referrals for you to be successful.
Right now,
allowing you to reach out and network with 13 different chapters and look for people that can be good referral partners in 13 different chapters, you're going to find some that you can build those relationships with that will, you know, create tremendous success for your business. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about those opportunities that we can create for people. And, you know, people on the phone call yesterday, they, you know, the majority of them were from Michigan yesterday. But they were, you know, three or four of them were in marketing, various marketing positions. But they all did different types of marketing. So they're, you know, they're perhaps able to work together to promote each other's services to their clients, okay? One guy does promotional products, but another guy has a publication that goes out to high-income neighborhoods. And so, you know, they're able to say, hey, I've got some clients that are advertising my publication. That might be good clients for you in terms of promotional products. And vice versa, I got people that are helping with promotional products, and they have a high-end product, and they might be a good advertiser in your publication. So it's those types of things, those types of fits we're trying to find, to build, to create those kind of opportunities so that everybody can be more successful. And the more successful people are, the more successful their chapters are, and it just builds on itself. Success breeds success.
For sure. And I go back, you know, when we had, Sal Mascheri with ADT, who closed 81 or 82 deals in 2 years. And this was a guy that every day he was at a chapter. And, I mean, so much so that his shtick was, what are you doing at 7:30 in the morning? I always remember that. And he didn't quit. He passed away. But when they replaced him, it's been 3 years, So 81, 82 deals in 2 years. The person that replaced him has never come to training, never visited another chapter other than his own, and has closed 6 deals in 3 years. Same product. The difference is the guy won't go visit other chapters. And yeah. it's like, okay, but 82, so 40 deals a year versus 2 deals a year, which would you rather have? You know, and it's going to take you an extra 3 or 4 hours a week. 3 or 4 hours a week to give me 40 more deals. There's no way you could put a price on that.
Right, right. But, you know, the real problem started when he didn't go to training.
Right.
Because LBN offers a unique opportunity. We are a unique organization. We are different than other organizations. And if you don't get the basic training and understand the differences and what the tools are and how you need to approach these types of opportunities, you're never going to realize the potential that you could if you really get the training early on and started employing the tactics that we suggest. So it's really from the very outset, if he did go to training, he just shot himself in the foot.
Right.
You know, he's missing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars of business that he could be getting, but he doesn't even know is there.
Chuck, how do you deal with when somebody asks you the question, and again, this is almost kind of the reprogramming of people, that one of the questions that was asked today was, if I buy something from them, aren't they required to buy something from me? And it was something where I remembered that when Ron Robinson did the documentary, I remember that being something that was a part of the documentary, where when he actually took that piece and brought it to my house and said, I got to show you this, because he knew I was going to like wrap up like I was biting aluminum foil. But I wanted to hear your response to that, Chuck.
Well, no. Number one, being from each other is sort of a side benefit of what we do. You know, what we're really interested in doing is referring each other, or you know, actually creating business that comes through someone other than ourselves. You know, it's great to do business with each other, and we love to have members do that when they can. And it also creates a better understanding of the other fellow's business. But ultimately, you can only buy one house, okay? But you have, you know, 2,000 people in your sphere of influence that will be, you know, a majority of them will be buying a home in the next 7 years. So, you know, what we really want you to do is connect that realtor to the people within your sphere of influence that are at that point in their lives where it's time to move or to sell or to, you know, get out of an apartment and go buy a home. So it's really not about buying from each other. It's about connecting each other with people within your sphere of influence. And you can't always give back directly to the person that gave to you.
Right.
For instance, in the real estate business, it's really, really easy for them to generate a mortgage referral. Every client they have needs a mortgage. And so it's simple for a realtor to refer someone to a lender. Okay. It is not as easy for the lender to give back to the real estate person. Now, they will run across opportunities where, you know, somebody that they're doing business with mentions it or calls in and says, hey, you know, I'm thinking about buying a house. I just wanted to check and see, you know, what I can afford, okay, what can I qualify for. And then you have the opportunity to ask, do you have a realtor that you're working with? I have some really great people, or a really great person that I know that, you know, I'd love to connect you with if you're interested. And so So the flow back to the realtor is not as great. However, the mortgage person can generate referrals for title companies, and they can generate referrals for a whole host of people involved in that process of preparing the home or remodeling the home once you've moved in and so on and so forth. So, they're able to generate referrals for that type of person. They are in a perfect position to refer people to a credit repair company. So they may be able to help others in the chapter, not necessarily the person to the same degree that gives to them, right? But still, that's good. And, you know, still we're generating referrals within the group. We're building the number of referrals. We're helping our clients. We're helping each other. And bottom line, that's what we're after.
Right. And one of the things that I think is important, and you answered exactly what I expect you to say, Chuck. So it was perfect. And the other thing that I think is important is training your sales team to look for those triggers. And so I guess the way I look at it is that we need to kind of take the blinders off and understand that it's not all about us, that if we're going to have somebody who's a raving fan of what we've done for them, is to make them aware of the other opportunities that you bring to your clients, that you're hooked up, you've got people, and that not only can I provide great service for you, but I have a bunch of people who also provide the same type of quality and service that I do. And then by doing the one-on-ones and building those relationships with your referral partners, you can say with confidence that they can deliver, you know, the product or service. And so that was, to me, and that's where I think the story and the information that you share during your 60 seconds builds that brand and builds that storyline that's going to light it up. And then, you know, as you have put in the training, the qualifying questions, you know, what would be a reason? So that if I'm a roofer, what are questions that I could ask that would create opportunities for others? You know, and it's going to be something, you know, why are you guys getting a new roof? You know, what's the reason behind it? Well, we're thinking about this or this. Well, that answer can stimulate multiple other things. Oh, so you guys, you know, you just got a bunch of money and you're doing that. What other improvements are you thinking about doing? Because I have this. Or, you know, it can go in 50 different directions. But if you don't have the conversation, then you're never even going to know the opportunities that are passing by. And that's what I see happen all the time.
Yeah, it's so important to be proactive, to listen to your fellow members and learn what types of questions they want you to ask that will determine whether the person you're talking to might be a prospect for them. So important to learn about that. And also those general questions like, what else can I help you with today? Is there anything else that I could do for you? Are there any problems that you're facing with your home that you might need some help with? I've got a whole host of people that are great contractors that can help you with a whole variety of problems. So if you got a problem, let me know. I can help you out. And doing that sort of thing, saying those types of things, gets the prospect to open up, tell you what their needs are, and then you can just fit them together or put them together with the LBN member that can solve that problem for them. Then when that person goes to them, they're going, with your recommendation, and they're coming in as someone who is there to solve their problem, not sell them something.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And so the whole mind frame for the prospect changes from one of appreciation rather than, an attitude, and, don't bug me with your sales pitch, I don't want to hear it. So,
right.
It completely changes the conversation, the attitude, and results in far, far higher reach the closure.
So I had, so in this conversation, the person said, I've been doing that. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, so you have a person that you've given referrals to on a regular basis. And he said, yeah. He goes, I've given them like three. And I said, okay, can you tell me how you gave the referral? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, what contact was there? Did you call your person to let them know? Did you ask any questions? He's like, no, I gave him the phone number. And I asked a question, and I said, okay, so you gave this guy three referrals. He's like, yeah, I did. I said, did they hire him? He's like, what? Did they hire him? I don't know. Did they ever call him? I have no idea. And I'm like, what if, did he do a good job? He's like, I don't know. And I said, well, this is the culture of LBN, is that there's an expectation that we're going to communicate during this and that we're going to hold each other accountable to make sure that we did the work. And ultimately, you don't want to throw each other under the bus and say that somebody can do something they can't do. And I said, so let's back that up and just say, okay, what was it that the guy wanted to do? And he said this and this. I said, then what my expectation would be is that you'd call your friend and say, hey, is this something that you can do right now? Is this something that fits in, you know, what you're looking for? Yes. Okay. This is my person. And I'm at however you decide to make the contact, but you have to have an expectation of acknowledgement that you want to confirm that they talked. And that was something he was like, I've never done that. And then my final question was how much business has he ever given you? And he was like, well, oh my God, he's never given me anything. And I'm like, but you don't really know that because you don't really know where your business comes from. And he's like, damn, I'm glad I'm doing this. I guess this is making more sense every day. And this was somebody who was apprehensive to network because didn't really see why they should.
Right. It's, in the long run, it's if you build those referral partner relationships, you end up being an order taker. And, I use that phrase sometimes. You turn from a salesperson into an order taker. You don't have to go out and sell. You just have to answer the phone and take care of the person that's being referred to you. And that's, that's an entirely different way of growing your business, right? Build those relationships.
Right.
They have people call you. You're going to have, you're going to go out and meet with those people. You're going to have a 75 or 80% closure rate, and you're going to be so far ahead of the other method of, mass marketing and getting a 2 or 3% closure rate on that. So it's a no-brainer. Seems to me.
And it's just people embracing it and listening and learning and growing. And that's all it takes. This isn't brain surgery, but it's just something that you have to have. You have to have a dedication.
You've got to change your behavior. You can't stay in that old mindset of, I got to go out and sell. Get in the mindset of, I got to train, and I've got to help other people so that they'll help me, and then you've got it.
And I don't know, this makes so much sense to me, but I also did cold calling for 9 years, so apparently I don't learn quick. But, back in the 80s, this wasn't, the options were minimal. But I look back at that, and I'm like, oh, my God, if I could have taken – I'd be a multimillionaire. If I had known what I knew then, now I'm like, oh my God, I could be Tony Robbins for God's sake. But hey, but I'm glad. I'm so glad that I'm able to do this now because with my business, it's something where I've, everything else I've tried, it pales in compare as to what I get from from LBN. And I can't even believe. And so I'll still try. If there's new things that come out, and I'll kind of guinea pig myself for it, and I'll spend a little bit of money. And every single time, it's like Why would I do anything else? But because this is just, to me, the greatest investment of my precious time that I can do, that I can go and spend, you know, an hour and a half and share what I'm looking for, and it generates revenue all the time for me. And, man, I just feel like I want to stay on my soapbox, you know, 24 hours a day screaming it out. But
it's, yeah, grab those people that won't listen and put your hands around their neck and start squeezing, right? Listen to me.
I know.
I'm trying to
help
you.
Believe me. I know. And it's funny because some of the people that in this chapter that, you know, we said no to, that was why. That was absolutely why, is that we talk afterwards and I'm like, did you notice? Because they're starting to kind of get this. I said, did you notice this is something that they turned their nose up to, or that wasn't something they were interested in at all, or that, you know, this was the response that they had to that? And how much do they really think about you? And are they there for themselves? And those are the things that we want to look at, you know, when we're bringing somebody in, and that we recommend that for all our existing chapters, that they do that due diligence, that they have that conversation, have that interview, you know, talk to these people to make sure that they're not bringing somebody in the group that's not going to follow, that's not going to get trained, that's not going to, you know, embrace all the things that we teach, so that they're, you know, they're the majority, not the minority of people who make it.
Absolutely. And just so many great opportunities out there if you do it right. And, you know, we're just spending our time trying to help people see it and then give them the tools they need to do it properly and be successful. So that's kind of what we've dedicated our lives to. And we're here to help. So, you know, we want our members to recognize we are here to help. If you have questions, if you're struggling, if you're not getting something, give us a call. We may not always be willing to, you know, go do it for you. You've got to learn to do it for yourself. But we can tell you how to do it and give you some pointers and give you feedback. And if you're having issues or problems, unfortunately, we can't do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. But we can give you the training, the information, the knowledge you need to be tremendously successful in your business. And that's what we want to do. That's our goal, is to help you.
Sure. And amazingly, Chuck, you're out of time.
Yes. I just want to, you know, what do we do? We have 1 minute, or are we done?
I'm glad you got a minute.
Okay. I just want to go back to those B2B conference calls. We're doing those every month on the second Tuesday. They start at 4 p.m. Michigan time or Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. down here in Texas Central Standard Time. You just call into our conference call number, which is 605-475-4825, access code 620-210, and you'll be greeted there, and you'll have the opportunity to tell folks about your business and hear about theirs and see if there are some potential relationships there where you can help each other and grow your business. So we invite everybody that's B2B to be on those calls, and you'll find that you will find somebody, you will benefit from that call, and it's just another way LBN wants to help you.
Fantastic. Right. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for our audience, and we'll see you next Wednesday. For everybody, have a great week, and God bless America. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Chuck.